call me back. I'm not going to answer that. I'm not going to even dignify that with a response. You call me back, okay? I don't want to talk to you right now. Call me back, okay? This is what we have to learn when we grow up in the house of the Lord. You know how to turn your deaf ear on. You let God be true and every man a liar. Don't talk to him, because I have another line coming in. I'm on the line with somebody else right now. I can't talk to you right now, because what I need to talk about, you can't fix anyway. So I'm going to go back. I'm gonna go back, and I'm gonna talk to the author and the finisher of my life. He knows me. He knows when I lay down. He knows when I get up. He knows when I cry. He knows when I smile. He knows when I'm afraid. He knows when I'm being arrogant. He knows when I'm being stupid. He knows me. Just like I am. No filter. Just Raggedy Ann. That's what I call myself sometimes. Sarita Ann, Raggedy Ann. Because you don't be thinking right sometimes, Sarita. And you don't be saying the right things to the right people. And you be casting pearls before swine. And then when they trample on top of them, you got the nerve to be insulted. When I already told you that you cannot share your intimate secrets with everybody. Everybody can't stand the weight of glory that God has placed on your life. They don't understand your story. They see you now, but did they see you then when you were sleeping on the floor at the church? Now you are prophets. You slept on the floor. You laid at the feet of God until he answered you, baby. And that right early. Ooh, won't he do it? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes. Yes, 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 Lord. I watched him turn it around for me. I'll tell y'all, it's right on the edge. Elder Pat almost let go. Felt like I just couldn't take life anymore. My mother died. I thought, I'm checking out of this. I can't do this without her. God said, who am I? I called you and your mama. Don't get it twisted. You'll have no other God before me. I am God and God alone. I called you. I raise one up and take one down. I alone am able to center all that you've gone through. I saw it all. So why are you asking somebody else what to do about what I put you in? You ride it out, baby. You ride it out. You don't give up. You don't give out. And you don't quit. If God be for you, he's more than the world. More than the world. More than the world. More than the world against you. So Samuel finally perceived that it was God that was calling him. Interesting. Hey. Interesting. I said, the boy Samuel stayed at the sanctuary and grew up with God. Second time it says, but the boy Samuel was very much alive. Growing up, blessed by God, and popular with people. Third time, Samuel grew up. God was with him, and Samuel's prophetic record was flawless. Fourth time, Now, I know I got these dots right. The boy Samuel grew. The boy Samuel was very much alive growing up by God and popular with people. Samuel grew up. God was with him, and Samuel's prophetic record was flawless. Three times? Wait a minute. That sounds familiar. That scripture sounds a little bit familiar to me. Because Luke 1:80 says, the child grew up healthy and spirited. He lived in the desert until the day he made his prophetic debut. Wait a minute, Samuel. So, and then it says, wait a minute. So he went back to Nazareth with them and lived obediently with them. His mother held these things deeply, dearly deep within herself, and Jesus matured, growing up in both body and spirit, and blessed by both God and people. Now, am I talking about Samuel? Am I talking about Samuel? Or am I talking about Jesus? Could it be both sin? Could it be that Samuel was a forecast of Jesus? Could it be that Hannah's song is parallel to Mary's song? Could it be that God was talking to Samuel and talking about Jesus and talking to you? Could it be? Wait a minute. Let me make sure I read all my book. Could it be that he wasn't talking to Samuel or Jesus, but he looked down, time, and he saw you. He saw you. And he says, I'm going to give you a song that the angels can't sing. Redeemed. My soul has been redeemed. Could it be that God softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling? Could it be that softly, such a gentleman, softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling softly and tenderly. Jesus is calling. Draw nigh unto him, and he'll draw nigh unto you. Jesus is calling. Jesus is calling me. Jesus is calling me. Me. After all the stuff I did, does he know? Does he know how wretched I really am? Does he know how jealous I can be? Does he know how insecure I can feel sometimes? Is he calling me? You mean God, a holy God like that, would call a nasty stinker like me? I am afraid that how can he even put his lips around my nasty name and call me after all I've done? But he's looking beyond my faults, and he's seeing my needs, and he's making a way for me. He's opening doors for me. He's whispering in the night hour when I can't sleep at night, and I'm so worried that I don't know what to do, and I don't know who to talk to. Could it be that he's saying, come unto me, bring all of that garbage to me, I can fix it. I knew you were gonna get dirty. I knew you would get disappointed. I knew you would get hurt. I knew you'd get lied on. I knew all of these things, but I'm calling you. Rise up, my beloved. Rise up, my beloved. Rise up, my beloved, and come away. Rise up, my beloved. Rise up, my beloved. Rise up, my beloved, and come away. Rise up, my beloved. Rise up, my beloved. Nothing can hold you. Nobody can hold you. Nothing can stop you. If God be for you, who can be against you? I've seen him move mountains. I've seen him heal bodies. He's able. He's able. I've seen him do it for myself. My testimony. Doctor said I'd never walk again. Pinch nerve in my neck. Had no feeling in my arms. Was moving it like this. But look at me now. I will lift my hands in the sanctuary, giving praise unto God. For he alone is worthy. Nobody like God. Ain't nobody in this whole world like him. He's able. He's able. He's able. So softly, because it's too loud. It's too loud. Softly. Softly. He's such a gentleman, but he'll wreck a temple. Softly, above all of that noise going on in between your ears, Jesus is calling. I-D-D. Blue, Joe baby, Pastor Moon. Softly, soft. You've got to be still, my soul, so that I can hear what the Lord my God shall speak unto me. It's too loud. It's too loud. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. He's not going to compete with the noise in your life. Jesus say, turn up for what? Softly. Natasha, sometimes you're missing because you're running. Running just to be running. I'll be tired. I'm like, why are you tired? You just walk from the bedroom to the living room. Why are you tired? It's stress. It's burdens. Things that are too heavy for you to carry. You weren't meant to carry this stuff. So Jesus is calling. And unless he screams, you don't hear him. Where you gotta get your leg broken and your knee go out and your back out. And he's like, Sarita, I told you I need to spend some time with you. I told you I needed to spend some time with you alone. I needed to talk to you. And I'm not going to compete with the other voices. I'm not. You should have no other God before me. And he fixed it. So the only voice I could hear was his. Because he was the only one that could fix what was matter with my busted up life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Busted up life. And he's calling you this morning. He's calling you this morning. Maybe it's the first time he's calling you. You still got to get up. He didn't just lay there and say, yeah, yeah. Eli, what do you want? Samuel got up and said, did you call me? Second time. Samuel got up. Did you call me? Third time, Samuel got up and said, did you call me? By the fourth time, flesh knew that God was calling the boy. He told the boy, go lay back down. And when you hear the voice again, say, speak, Lord, for your servant hears. Second time, third, fourth, it doesn't really matter. Because this morning, you can't leave this room without saying, I heard the voice of Jesus say. You are without excuse. Jesus is calling you. First time I ever been in this church, he's calling you. First time I've been in any church, he's calling you. I haven't been to church in so long, I don't even know how to lift my hands. He's calling you. He's married to the backslider. And he'll never leave you. Unconditional love. He loves me when I'm right. He puts up with me when I'm wrong. So I would say he probably puts up with me more than he loves me sometimes. But this morning, thank you. Jesus is calling. He's calling us to prayer, to bow down and worship. To worship him. To worship him. Oh, to worship him. To worship him. You were made to worship him. That's why we came to church today. To worship him. The fellowship is great, but I came to worship him. I came to lift my hands. I came to praise his name. I came to do a little dance. I came to worship him. I came to worship him. We came by the busloads because we want to worship him. He alone is worthy. He alone is worthy. Worship him now. Fill the room with his glory. Make a seat for him. Make a seat for him. Make a seat for him. Here comes Jesus. Oh, Shada. Here comes Jesus. Here comes Jesus. Worship him. Forget about yourself. Samuel. 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 Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up. The Lord has need of you. And he wants you to worship. To worship him. None like our God. No one to compare him to. Worship him past your doubt. Worship him past the devil's lies. Slip your hands up and worship him. He alone is worthy, 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 worthy. He alone is worthy, 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 worthy. Worship. Worship him until the room is filled with glory, 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 glory. There's sinners in this room. And I need the saints to worship him. Worship him. Worship him. He alone is worthy. He alone, he alone, he alone is worthy, worthy, worthy. Whether you be saint or whether you be sinner, you owe God. You owe God. The worship. You owe it to him. Bow down and worship him. Lift up your hands and worship him. Tell him how good he is. Tell him how awesome he is. Tell him how glorious he is. Tell him how necessity he is. I believe God. I believe God. I believe God is able. I believe God is able. I believe it. I believe it. I believe God is able. If you worship him, chains will fall off. When you worship him, chains fall off. Who can stop a worshiper? Who can stop a worshiper? Who can stop? Hey, hey, hey. Chebo, Takaba. Another chance, God. Thank you for calling me again, God. Thank you for choosing me, God. Linear call. You are chosen. You chose me, God. Right now, the Spirit of the Lord has somebody under siege. And you can ignore me and say, oh, that was cute. I came to see Bishop. The word of the Lord to you today is Jesus is calling you back. It's not about the bishop. Jesus is calling you. Jesus is calling you. What an honor. He could have chosen anybody, but he chose us. Anybody, but he chose us. Lift your hands like you know him. Lift your hands like you believe him. Lift your hands like you trust him. Lift your hands like you need him. Because if we ever needed the Lord before, we sure do need him in the next 30 days.
KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez 99.3.